song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar, place to raise above? It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights to you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Just a couple miles up the main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. We got two for one, but this sudden cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere but right here. Find another bar, place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? The brand new you with the brand new me. Why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up? It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar?
Why can't you find another? They got a million dollars. Why can't you find another?
Why can't you find another bar?
Why can't you find another? They got a million dollars. Why can't you find another?
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks to Election Day, and Vice President Kamala Harris sat for an interview with NBC News, where she was asked about a possible scenario where former President Trump would declare victory on election night before the votes are counted.
I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
Earlier today in Florida, Trump touted early voting numbers as they show that more registered Republicans are voting early than in years past. He will hold a campaign event in North Carolina. Pentagon's confirmed two U.S. service members were injured in an overnight raid in Iraq that targeted top ISIS leaders. Pentagon said multiple ISIS operatives were killed. And the CDC warning about an E. coli outbreak in Mountain West states that could be linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Company says it's removed patties and slivered onions from those areas. This is a prosecutor in Argentina says the body of former One Direction singer Liam Payne cannot be released until the toxicology and lab reports are finalized.
An autopsy has revealed former One Direction singer Liam Payne had multiple drugs in his system, including pink cocaine, when he plunged off a hotel balcony in Argentina last week, dying at the age of 31. The drug has also been linked to rapper Sean Diddy Combs in a lawsuit filed by his former music producer, who claims it was required that all of Diddy's employees, from the butler to the housekeeper, walk around with a pouch filled with drugs, including Tusi, another name for pink cocaine.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The new NBA season tips off tonight in Boston, where the Celtics will raise their record 18th championship banner before hosting the New York Knicks. On the West Coast, the Los Angeles Lakers host the Minnesota Timberwolves, where Bronny James is expected to appear on court with his father, LeBron James. It'd be the first father-son duo in history. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Increasing clouds and winds tonight with a low of 44, winds northwest 10 with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Blustery and colder tomorrow with a high of 57, winds northwest 10 with gusts up to 20. Cold with clear skies tomorrow night, low 29. Early sun on Thursday, then clouding up. Rain rolling in by late evening with a high of 65. And more and more sun as the day wears on Friday with a high of 63. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear outside and the winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 64 degrees.
Spreading like a wildfire, burning up the telephone lines, calling me a bad liar. They got no trouble speaking their mind. She said he's putting dirt on my name, but I games. You can talk all you want, I got nothing to say. No, I won't take the blame for walking away. But just small town rumors rolling around. Oh, I found is they can bring me down. All the lies they criticize it like a record I repeat.
Nothing to do. got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. In mind, it's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Against the rocks, she met her end.
stay. But keep her found or washed up on the shore. He kissed her cold face that they'd be together soon. He swore. I saw him crying, watched as he buried her in the sand. And then he climbed my tower.
Was Nickel Creek with The Lighthouse's Tale. Before that, we had Brad Paisley as well as Amy Shepherd right here on Country and Community. Tim Seed here. I'll be here till about 6:40. That's when we're going to be starting the pregame for high school tournament volleyball. And it's girls volleyball, and it will be Kickapoo hosting Riverdale. So that should be a good matchup, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Hoping your Tuesday night's a good one, and right now our temperature is 62 degrees, and winds are out of the north at 4 miles per hour, and right now we have pretty much clear skies. A few of those lighter clouds that were hanging around make it mostly cloudy, mostly sunny skies. So now it's sunny, or not sunny now, it's kind of clear out there. The sun is going down now. So used to saying sunny when the weather is clear out there. But anyways, hopefully your, like I said, your day is a good one. Hopefully have a great evening as well. And planning ahead to tomorrow, just wanted to let you know that the Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in downtown Gays Mills from 2 to 3. This is a drive-through event. Let the greeter know if there's something in the day's selection you do not wish to receive, and a number of people and the number of people in your household. Those attending are asked to not arrive before 1:30. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 will be hosting Burgers in the Park, and that'll be tomorrow from 3:30 to 8. And the Lone Rock Congregational Church is also having a chicken supper tomorrow, and it's being held from 4 to 6:30 at the church. Meal tickets are priced at $15, but must be purchased prior to the event. Tickets are available at many Lone Rock merchants and congregation members. The meal is drive-up, carry-out only. Coming up next, we have, from 2008, the Eli Young Band with Always the Love Songs.
City lights, find a little wood and build a fire. Somebody'd always bring a couple guitars. We'd take turns singing songs and watching it burn. We'd do Ramble Man, Proud Mary and American Band. We'd be singing at the top of our lungs. It was song.
Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
Rugged whiskey.
We surviving.
We surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up. Take it to the floor.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bang. Come take it to the floor now.
I'll
be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Oops, splash,
boops. To the flow now, ooh. With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, boots, sodagenic, photogenic, shoot.
Like diamonds, and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. There ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. A touch that told me I was the one, and there ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there somewhere. I must have said to myself it's a great big world, girls are everywhere. Oh, but now I know there was only one, and there ain't no more where that came from. Came from. Oh, where that came from.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO.
rock and rollers. This is Phil Nee. Saturday night, we'll be rocking back to the past, taking your requests later on in the program and playing trivia. And we'll stop and park for a time in 1973. Those were the days. Rock and roll radio shows are sponsored in part by A&W of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, along with Center Cinema Twins, Turbos in Hub City, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jay's Power Center. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, I hope you'll enjoy the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. I'll be playing some tunes from 1973, and in between we'll cap off a busy sports week, and I'll be ducking volleyball spikes as well.
Yippee!
There went one now. That just missed my head. Those were the days. Saturday night. A low of 44 tonight, partly cloudy and breezy conditions. Southwest and northwest winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy, and a lot cooler. A high of 56. Wednesday evening, a low of 30. For Thursday, 63 with rain likely at night. Friday, decreasing clouds, pretty nice by afternoon, and a high of 62. Good evening and welcome to WIAA Tournament Volleyball. Tonight, the Riverdale Chieftains open tournament play at Kickapoo. It's the beginning of the postseason for volleyball teams. The winners of tonight's matches play Thursday, and those winners play Saturday in the regional final. Stay tuned for the Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show as we set the stage for tonight's area high school broadcast.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Amy Mathis, coach of Kickapoo, joins us on WRCO. Amy, how's the season gone for the Panthers this year?
We've had actually a pretty good season. It didn't turn out exactly as we had hoped. We were third in our conference, so we wanted to be first. Of course, everybody does, but we just didn't quite make it. We were close, but we just didn't quite get there.
I know that you had a good battle down the stretch with Seneca and Ithaca. It looked like the conference was pretty competitive this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I think overall volleyball has become a super competitive sport, and it's just such a popular sport right now that people are really putting in the time outside of the season to get better, and that makes everything competitive all the way around.
Tell me about the Panthers. Who are your leaders this year?
My leaders are Harmony Wenger and Gwen Fredrickson. Those two are my big outsides, and they lead in kills, they lead in digs, almost both of them, almost in serve aces, so they're just really strong all-around players.
Have you matched up with any common opponents with Riverdale through the year?
No, I don't think so. We really, in our regional or sectional, we really did not have anyone that had very many common opponents. We had played River Ridge, and that's really about it in our sectional here.
I know that there's two ways to look at it, but sometimes, you know, you get to tournaments and Kickapoo's playing like a regular Ridge and Valley conference tournament in the regional, and so this time you get to see, you know, maybe some different faces. Do you like that better?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, hopefully as long as we can hold it together and believe that, you know, we can compete against these people that we haven't seen, that's kind of a good thing. We stayed up in Division 4 instead of going to Division 5, so it could be a challenge in the end, but, you know, we're up for the challenge, I guess.
From what you know about Riverdale, Amy, how well do you match up with them?
You know, I don't know much about them. Our record is better than them, and that's really all I know. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to come out on top with this one.
As far as what the team has to shore up here getting into the evening, what are some things you have to improve on?
We always need to improve on coverage. Defense is always something to improve on. And one thing that we've carried too many errors in a row this year, and sometimes that can just take you right out of the set and right out of the match. So those are a couple things we need to improve on for sure.
Fall is a busy time. You know, I know you're putting on a musical at Kickapoo this year, too, so I'm sure you have a lot of athletes that are involved in everything, right?
Yeah, they are. And we also had athletes that went to Lambeau to play flag football at halftime there of the Packer game. So it's been a super busy fall, and we have, you know, not just one athlete, I mean, one sport athletes. We have multiple sport athletes, and they're just involved in everything. So it's busy for them, and it's busy for us as coaches, and we all get tired, but we're hoping to perform well tonight.
All right. Sounds good, Amy. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you guys as you get ready for the match with Riverdale.
Thank you very much.
That is Amy Mathis joining us on WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Happy fall from Rockwell Automation. This harvest season, we'd like to thank our farmers for everything you do to keep our community strong. On behalf of all of Rockwell, thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone this month at the Trick or Treat Trail in the park. Be sure to stop by the Rockwell booth on October 25th for some delicious treats.
Jesse Kinney joins us from Riverdale Volleyball. Well, Jesse, it's kind of a new life as everybody looks at the opening of the tournament this week, isn't it?
It's super exciting for all of us. That was kind of our motto last Friday, was that, you know, that was a really long preseason, and this is what counts and when it counts, and to peak at the right time, and all the lessons that you've learned up till this point, and it is, it's a new life, and it's even more exciting when you get to kick off the tournament run with someone out of your conference.
Right. I think I was going to ask you about that. Would you rather play somebody you know and you've played before, or someone you've not played?
Absolutely someone that we haven't played. I feel like it's such a nice fresh start. I mean, there's so many pros and cons. When you've already lost to someone within your conference, I feel like it's a mental block. And then at the same time, when you may have beat someone in conference, I feel like that isn't always a great way to come in when you're already thinking about the next game or what happened last time. So I love seeing someone new. I feel like it's energy for all of us. The girls, you know, everybody's a little bit more focused, a little bit more, you know, questioning things, what's available, what do they do, what do they look like. So we're very excited.
So you play a team from the Ridge and Valley Conference here in the tournament with Kickapoo. Do you have many common opponents? Have you played some Ridge and Valley teams in tournaments this year?
You know, a quick look, like our only common opponent that I saw right away was Seneca, and both of us lost to them. So, I mean, it's tough to say, and I feel like watching a little bit of footage, it seems kind of like pretty similar. It's such a, volleyball is such a streaky game that any given night, and even from set to set, teams look totally different. I mean, I watched one of their Ithaca sets, and it was like, you know, they took a gamer here and it was the scores, and it's just, it's, you know, it's a girls and it's volleyball and it's emotional. And so it's every 8 points, it can totally change what's going on in the set.
Most definitely. We'll have more from Jesse coming up in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right, fiber right to your home or office. They can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television, and our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams. Visit our webpage, rttc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
Jesse Kinney joins us, Riverdale volleyball coach. Jesse, as you look at Kickapoo, what stands out in the scouting report about them?
You know, they play a very unique defense, one that we don't normally see. So that is something that we'll have to prepare for. We're used to having our go-to shots, what we're comfortable with. So that is going to be a little bit of our focus tonight at practice, is to look at what Kickapoo gives us and what we need to take. We do need to take care of our side of the net. And honestly, if we have too many errors, it isn't going to matter what we do. But definitely when we're looking at scouting, they've got some good hitters. Their outsides are pretty athletic kids. And we've seen them in summer league, so we know them a little bit as far as that goes. But pretty much, I think our biggest adjustment is just going to be they play a defense that I don't think anybody else in our conference plays. So that'll be a big adjustment for us.
Speaking of your conference, though, you are certainly battle-tested coming into the tournament, aren't you?
Absolutely. I feel like with, and I know every coach thinks that their conference is the toughest, but man, when you have the top three teams in our conference that you get to play, luckily for us, you know, twice this year, that's six tough matches, and especially with Cuba and Point being ranked all year, and they're going to make a deep run wherever they're at and whoever they're playing if they play their best ball. So I think the conference does definitely prepare us, but I also think that's another big bonus for us getting to get out of the conference then, is like, okay, we've seen this, we're prepared now, and we've played really tough teams, so let's take it to somebody else and hopefully show them what this wall is like as well.
Has the team been improving as this latter part of the season has progressed, Jesse?
Yeah, you know, for us, it's never really been all just skill. It's been finding our groove with our leadership and with our energy and with our comfort zones. And I have such a high academic team and a high type A perfectionist group of girls that they just struggle recovering from making mistakes. So our biggest thing this year has just been focusing on letting go of errors and letting go of mistakes. And volleyball is a game of mistakes, so you will never be perfect. But just, you know, the life lessons of, okay, what do you do when? And, you know, how do we recover? So that's kind of been our focus. And at least the last couple matches, we've started to find a little bit of our fire and a little bit of our release and our ability and willingness to make an error, but then come back from that error even tougher.
Could you talk about your seniors for us?
Yeah, I've got super unique seniors. They're all so different. I've got two setters in Kira Prohaska and Zuri Dennis. and they have just kind of stepped up a little bit this latter part of this season. They've always taken care of their jobs, but I've seen a little bit more light in their eyes and a little bit more fire and taking on more themselves, even offensively, and they are very smart players. So they know when is the time to tip on two, push to a deep corner, and they have two very different but very effective serves that serve us well as a team. Maybe not always the loudest people on the court, but they definitely are silently leading and taking care of all the things that they need to. On the flip side of that, Chloe Franklin is definitely a boisterous kiddo and is just constantly talking, constantly cheering, and always has a smile on her face. So she kind of balances out my quiet setters. And then with her, you know, Kennedy Cooley as a libero, you just never know with her. She has a little bit of fire. She does not like getting burned on anything. She does not like getting aced, but she is also not going to be that boisterous person back there. She is just going to hopefully quietly show up and you think you have a ball down and she's going to take it away. So it's kind of been, they've all been in different positions. They've all, you know, have some experience on the varsity court, and now they're kind of coming into their own. And, you know, it's a different feeling, I feel like, once you get to the end of that football season and then, you know, volleyball's winding down, and it brings out a different urgency within those seniors that can feel that it's winding down for them.
We look forward to the match coming up Tuesday. Thanks for talking with us, Jesse.
Thanks, Phil.
Jesse Kinney joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Kickapoo High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's WIAA Tournament Match Opener between the visiting Riverdale Chieftains and the host Kickapoo Panthers. It's a Division IV match tonight. Kickapoo with about 160 enrollment, making this kind of, they're teetering back and forth and making the Division IV part of the tournament, and facing some tough challenges from the Ridge and Valley. The Riverdale Chieftains hoping for a new life after struggling with just two wins in the SWAL this year. So coming in, the Chieftains are an 11th seed. Kickapoo is a 6th seed. The Panthers were right in the running for the Ridge and Valley down the stretch here this year before falling on some tough times. They went against Ithaca, the conference champion, twice this year and took them to 5 sets both times. But then lost 2 to Seneca, were swept by Seneca on consecutive nights here last week. They since have lost a 5 set to DeSoto as well. So Coach Amy Mathis hoping her team can bounce back tonight and get back on track. They've had some success trying to kind of rejuvenate a little bit. They're 14-9 overall coming in to the match this evening. The regional quarterfinal, and we're proud to have it for you. We'll be back with more from Kickapoo in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The winner of tonight's Riverdale Kickaboo match will face number 3 seed Brookwood, and the Falcons have a first round bye. The other part of the bracket tonight in the other regional, it's number 7 Southwestern playing host to number 10 River Ridge. And Hillsboro has a bye tonight. They'll play the Wildcats and River Ridge winner. Also tonight, Fenimore is hosting Boscobel. The Bulldogs are a 12th seed, Fenimore number 5, and Wisconsin Heights, an 8th seed, is hosting number 9 Iowa Grant in what should be a really good match. The winner of that will face Mineral Point in the next round. Fenimore Boscobel winner will go against Cashton on Thursday night. Tuesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night is the sequence of WIAA tournament matches this week. And looking at Division 5 matchups tonight, Weston is at Wazika Steuben. Silver Eagles a 9th seed. Wazika Steuben an 8th seed. Cooley Christian, an 11th seed, plays number 6 Wonewoc Center. And number 7 North Crawford is hosting number 10 seed Lafarge Youth Initiative, with the winner to be at Ithaca on Thursday night. The Bulldogs had a first-round bye as a 2nd seed. Seneca, a 3rd seed, will be hosting the winner of that Cooley and Wonewoc match. And Weston and Wazika Steuben winner goes to number 1 seed Highland. That's a glance at the area Division 5 matchups here in the first round of the WIAA tournament. Richland Center has the night off tonight, and they are going to be facing the winner of tonight's match between number 5 seed Luther and number 12 Prairie du Chien. The Hornets on a bye. They'll be getting ready for that Thursday night match. And Mauston plays at Darlington with a winner to take on La Crosse Aquinas in La Crosse coming up on Thursday night. River Valley, in 11th seed, is playing number 6 Westby tonight. And number 7 Viroqua is hosting number 10 Lancaster. The winner of that match will face Cuba City. The winner of the Blackhawks and the Norsemen match will play at number 3 Dodgeville. Also in Division 2 this evening, Black River Falls plays at Wisconsin Dells. Monroe plays at Reedsburg as well. Right now, we're going to join courtside. Junior members of the choir here at Kickapoo will sing our national anthem tonight prior to match time as everyone stands to face the flag.
Father, divine, what so proudly hailed, and the fire that we need, whose crushed hearts and bright stars through the
was a very nice rendition of the national anthem, one of the best we've heard this year. Hats off to Kickapoo Choir students. Awesome job tonight. We'll be back with the introduction of the players and the first serve in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Starting lineups tonight for the Riverdale Chieftains. Number two is Kennedy Cooey. She'll start as libero. Also number three is Lily Barr. Lily is a junior. Kennedy is senior. And Lily will start as well, along with Zuri Dennis, who is the Riverdale senior setter. She'll be joined by Haley Schneider, sophomore defensive specialist for the Chieftains. Number nine, Kira Prohaska, who's a senior, and also getting a start tonight will be number 18, Chloe Franklin, getting the nod this evening as well. As mentioned, the libero player, Kennedy Cooey. And the Chieftains will certainly rotate and alternate as this goes on. The Kickapoo Panthers, starting sophomore, number one, Annabelle Oliver. Number two, senior, Harmony Wenger. Number three, Annika Wasser.